This guided meditation provides a review of what is called the wisdom aggregate, an important part of the Noble Eightfold Path doctrine. We begin with establishing a stable posture, sitting comfortably erect. And noticing what it feels like to inhabit a body. Paying attention to the sensation of breathing. I recommend in the area around the rim of the nostrils, but it's also skillful to practice in the area of the abdomen. Aiming attention at the beginning of the in-breath and then sustaining that attention for the duration of the in-breath and then repeating that process of aiming and sustaining for the out-breath. I have found it useful to be very intentional and persistent in noticing the very moment that the in-breath begins and the very moment that the out-breath begins. Cultivation of mindfulness of breathing establishes a stabilizing point of reference, sensations in the body, the breath or elsewhere in your embodied experience, are not afflicted by craving and clinging. Only the mind is afflicted by craving and clinging. Cultivating mindfulness of breathing establishes a home base. Attention will be drawn away, either through the experience of sensation, or more importantly for this practice, what the mind makes of that sensational experience. There are two characteristics found within the wisdom aggregate of the Eightfold Path. Right understanding and right intention. We all can conceive of understanding, imagine it, think about it. The same is true for intention. And that is the beginning of wisdom, this conceptual understanding. We want to realize the full potential of wisdom by truly understanding, deeply understanding how a moment of selfing arises. This is cultivated through this process of aiming and sustaining I already mentioned. When we intentionally notice the beginning of the in-breath and then sustain that awareness for the duration of the in-breath and then repeat that aiming, sustaining with the out-breath, that establishes a protocol that can be applied when the mind is drawn away from the breath body experience to thoughts, reactions, feelings. Just noticing them as phenomena that are impermanent and do not constitute an enduring or autonomous self. That's right understanding in action. When the mind is disturbed by craving and clinging, away from the breath body experience. That is the experience of dukkha, distress and confusion about that moment of experience. That's also right understanding. Noticing the conditioning of consciousness rather than identifying it as a self. Right understanding and right intention are like the two sides of a coin. When you have one, the other must be there. The intention to disregard the craving and clinging that draws attention away from the breath body experience, and then redirecting the energy of attention back to the breath body experience. That's the basic function of right intention. Another effect of right intention is the alleviation of dukkha. Developing the ability to let go of distraction and redirect the energy of attention back to the breath body experience also establishes a protocol, the other side of the coin of right understanding. Right understanding is mindfully investigating your experience in an ongoing way. And right intention is letting go of distress and confusion, the chatter of the mind, the impulsive reactivity of craving and clinging. Wisdom is not a state of being. Wisdom is a process that involves mindfulness, investigation of mental phenomena, and the application of right effort, another part of the Noble Eightfold Path. Right effort means the ability to manage the flow of attention, to be mindfully aware of the appearance of dukkha, distress and confusion, and then to redirect the flow of the energy of attention back to the breath body experience. Being wise is a skill. We're developing proficiency with that skill. It brings relief from dukkha and promotes buoyancy of spirit, a resilience to stress, building of confidence, put simply, right understanding is noticing, and right intention is letting go. Releasing and relaxing back into the breath body experience. another perspective regarding the wisdom aggregate is that right understanding represents a particular view of one's experience. Understanding that certain conditions in the mind have a karmic outcome. When those conditions are shaped by unwholesomeness, distress and confusion is the effect. Right intention brings benevolence to that experience, kindness, compassion, in the way that redirecting attention away from craving and clinging brings relief from dukkha, a different kind of karma, different cause and effect. It's benevolent in nature. It's the nature of the mind to pay attention. The untrained mind is afflicted by craving and clinging. A distortion of that attention. The distortion comes from believing that there is an observing self. And then something else that is observed. Right understanding dissolves that duality. It works in close association with right intention. When the mind is quiet enough, clear enough, we're able to notice that all experience is just flow, streaming of consciousness. This calmness and clarity is relieved of craving and clinging. See if you can notice portions of your meditation experience that is just the flow, rising and passing away, a phenomena. Some of it sound, some of it sensations in the body, and some of it just thinking. Realizing that function of the brain is to think, does not make a self. Just open to the flow without craving and clinging. That is right understanding. And the release from dukkha is the benefit of right intention. noticing what's flowing in awareness is right understanding. Letting go of any craving and clinging, regarding that flow, is right intention. Thank you for your practice. Wish you well.